get this thing started. Let's get this thing started. Big day today, baby. Lot 25, a lot of rain, a lot of 25. It's a storm coming. It's a storm coming. There's 25, though. Look at that 25. Look at that 25. Look at him. I look like that. We about to get money on these boys today, fam. Everybody do their job. We're going to catch the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to block. We're going to ball out on three. One, two, three, ball out. The game with the big boys up front on both sides. The game with the big boys up front on both sides. Y'all ate them up last year. Eat them up again. Y'all ate them up last year. Eat them again. It's on y'all again. Let's go.
This our house. This our house. We representing our house. Win on three. One, two, three. Let's go.
Hey, they the same team like last year. We whooping up on them. Stayed up again. Start up again. Okay, with the block, I see you.
Yeah, you see.
Hey, it was nothing in there, though.
Nah.
Little boy.
God.
Slow down a little bit.
I'm gonna hit that, yo.
I know. Slow down, then hit it. Not speed to it. Bam, then you hit it.
Get that up.
I'd have been all over.
You know, the counter, you got to block, you got to go where you think.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you
okay.
that, you know, you saw it, you went.
Yeah.
I'm not overtaking. No, you did not.
All right.
Did you score a touchdown?
Yeah.
Well, then you didn't. Stop.
Hey, I'm telling you now, though. Okay. Oh, he just failed. Oh, that's you just failed, though. Oh, is that how you get a call?
I know this game. I'm 13 years old.
I know about you.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie provides a unique look at his custom Chevy Camaro. Offensive tackle Todd Harrimans breaks down the state of the team after the devastating loss to the Falcons. And senior offensive assistant and wide receivers coach David Culley talks about shifting the offensive game plan for the New Orleans Saints.
Hello, world. This is Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my ride. If you're starting off, it's a Chevy Camaro 2010. First, we're gonna talk about the color, which is pink and blue. Blue being my favorite color, pink being my second favorite color. And I looked on the internet and, you know, I looked up Camaros and saw what guys were doing to Camaros, and I knew this combination has not been done yet. So that's the reason why I went with the colors. And the reason I went with the Dub Edition, because they're my favorite rims. I have them on all my cars. So whenever you see me out, you're gonna see me with Dub Edition rims. They're size 28 Dub Edition, as you can see the symbol inside. Chrome on the outside to reflect off the car, and I painted the background pink just to make the pink pop a little bit. I know me being a guy, you don't want too much pink, but I think the background itself makes the pink pop a little bit and give it not too much of a girly flavor. The main thing when I go to look at rims, I want them to be spinners. As long as they spin, they all right with me. I like the chrome because it helps the car out, so I added the chrome mirrors, and I even made my mirror chrome just to bring out the chrome in the rim. You walk around it, and I got the grill redone. I also had a chrome with the pink emblem just to bring out the car. Another thing that I like about this car is not just the colors and the big rims. You know, what makes it unique is on a Camaro, you tend to just see the regular doors, but I went a little further and put the Lamborghini doors on them. Just to add a little flame to the car. So when it comes to the inside, you know, this is my favorite feature of the car because everything's entitled into the pink and blue scheme. You look at the seats, it's pink and blue leather on them, and the floor mats even have the 2.9 on the floor mat in blue. I have the DRC in the headrest, and I have the Showtime 29 in the back and Showtime 29 on the side. And the reason I got that is because when I was number 29, that's what they used to call me, Showtime. So I just put the phrase together and just put it on my car. And it's one of my show cars I have fun with. Don't drive it that much, but when I do drive it, I like to have fun with it. I feel like this car reflects my personality for the simple fact that, you know, it's loud, it's outgoing, and that's me. You know, I'm a person that's gonna wear a lot of loud colors. I'm outgoing, I love to talk. So I think that reflects on me because I'm all about fun and just living life. Well, it's been fun showing y'all my ride, but it's time for me to go. I'll see you next week.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
The wait after the bye is always long. After a loss, it seems longer. After two losses, forever. Finally, the Eagles have an opportunity to show that they are alive and very much a factor in the NFC East.
Coming into the Falcons game, we were very rested, and we had a great week of practice. You know, things were very snappy and quick. We're real confident going into the game.
You know, everyone says that this is the pivotal game for this regime. Well, you know what? They'll say the same thing next week because the games are so important.
Going into the game, I felt like the statement that we needed to make was show what kind of team we are.
I'm feeling it now today, baby. Yeah. It's all day today. No. It's all day today, bro. No. It's time to show up and show out. Show up and show out, boy. Fall out of these boys. Oh, I don't know what time it is today. Hey, it's all how. It's all how we representing all how.
The start of the game didn't quite go how we planned it to. You know, the Falcons came out, ate up most of the clock in the first quarter.
Atlanta on their opening drive, they're 3-for-3 on third down. Shotgun. Bryant looks right. He is going for the end zone, and it is caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes. It is a touchdown to a wide-open Drew Davis.
Our offense got off to a slow start. I think we went 3-and-out or 4-and-out for our first series, and before you know it, we were down 14-0 against an undefeated team, and they kind of got away from us quick.
It is second and goal from the 3. Ryan fakes, goes back, he dumps it off, and Stelling runs in for the easy touchdown.
We've been down before, but it's not a hole you want to start in.
And Atlanta, with 32 seconds to go in an agonizing first quarter, is about to go up 14-0. This has been awful.
The whole thing with our first scoring drive is, you know, we covered some good ground. We marched down the field on them like we had so many times earlier in the year. And we put the ball in the end zone.
Backlund goes in motion, comes back to the near side. The give to McCoy, and he is in for the touchdown. His fourth of the season.
We know in the right situation, we can go ahead and march down the field on these guys. We can move the ball on them. It was easy to do. You know, that's the kind of confidence that builds that first running drive to let us know. You know, they're not some unstoppable, unbeaten team.
Ryan in the shotgun. Atlanta leading 14-7. Back goes Ryan again. He loads up. He is going deep. And it is caught. And running down the far sideline and in for the touchdown is Julio Jones. Falcons have had 3 possessions and scored touchdowns on all three.
Well, as a team, the Falcons seem to be very disciplined. You know, their offense and their defense all played together as one unit. You know, they're a very well-coached team. The balance was there. They played well.
Eagles going to their third straight defeat, the first time in the Andy Reid era that this team has come back and lost after the bye.
Well, as far as the state of the team right now, you know, we're all hanging together. It seems like you go through a point like this every year where you just need to block everything out and just lean on one another that's in the locker room with you, because they're the only ones that are going to help you get out of the situation.
Well, that will wrap things up for today. Next Monday night, the Eagles visit New Orleans. Mike and I will be at that not-so-Superdome to send you all the action.
Very crucial game coming up this week down in New Orleans. We're 3-4, coming off of a real tough loss. And we just need to go down there and play our game. This is very pivotal for both teams. We need to go down and make a statement. This is the perfect game to do it. Prime time, Monday night, us versus the Saints. You know, somebody's got to make a move.
All right, let's go with it. Thursday, nickel day. DJ, you get some sleep?
Nope.
You didn't? Me either. Bro, there you go. You know what I say? I used to say, keep going, damn Marius. The Marius. Bro, the Marius. Golly. Bro, bam, come on. Stick me, bam, now flatten it. There you go. I want to end up at 20. Work him on the backside, 10. All right, Jeremy, release move on him. Watch him right here. Watch him. Head outside, right, stay outside. Right there, that's all. That's where you want it. That's where you want it, right there.
First of all, complete receiver is, to be just a receiver, period, you got to be able to catch the ball. That's the first thing. Second thing is you got to be able to, if you're able to run with the ball after the catch, if you're able to have good quickness and you're able to have speed along with your quickness, I think you're pretty complete, regardless of your size. I think those most important things are to be able to catch it, be able to run with it after you catch it, and to have the quickness to go along with the speed, which means that it makes it tough to cover.
One day, and hopefully soon, and you got plenty of time, listen, man, you'll go down as one of the greats in this game. You, I'm telling you, you go down as one of the greats in this game.
The development of Sean being a complete football player, when he first came in, he was a guy that was basically considered a playmaker, a guy that was undersized, but tremendous speed and quickness, tremendous athletic ability, but undersized. The thing that has happened to him is he's become a much better route runner in the intermediate area, in the short area. You know, I've seen him over the years take a 6-yard pass and take it 50 yards for a touchdown. I've seen him run behind DBs. Over the years now, he has gotten to the point where he's understood that I need to be complete, you got to be able to catch it all over the field. And that's things that he's starting to do now that basically when he first came in, he just considered himself a down-the-field guy.
Hey, Jeremy, yes, take that approach. Take that approach. Because once you go up inside, safety's got a chance, especially against these guys.
When we first drafted Jeremy played mostly inside. For us, he's been exclusively, for the most part, an outside receiver. So people consider him a down-the-field guy, an outside receiver. But he's very good on the inside. I think sometimes when we feel like we have to have somebody else to go inside other than Jason, Jeremy has been our guy because his whole career was played on the inside out. So he's very versatile that way. And plus, he's a little taller. He's a pretty good target on the inside. And because of the great feel that he has, I think that gives him a little advantage that people don't really know about him.
He did everything right. Everything was right. Everything was right. Hell, he just didn't run through it, DJ. You don't let those down. That's the difference. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the first thing I try to instill in my players is to really be disciplined in what we're doing, really feel confident in what you got. We feel like anytime we're in a one-on-one type situation that you should win those battles, especially with the type of people that we play with here, with the skill level that we have. But attacking, we're always in an attacking mode. And basically those guys know that don't force anything. You want them to be able to take what they give you. If they're going to play you soft and off, be patient and take the underneath stuff that they give you and be a very good route runner there. And once you get to the point where they start to play you real tight, to be able to use our speed and quickness down the field and be able to make big plays. But the most important thing is being aggressive and in an attacking mode, which is the way we've always been as an offense here.
These guys play two-man a bunch, Jeremy, DJ, and you're on those angles. That guy be trailing you. There'll be a safety back there over the top. Don't worry about the safety. You get your depth, beat the guy underneath you, and then now run your route, and you'll be in good shape.
The thing that I feel like we need to improve on right now is our consistency. Our consistency in being able to, on third down, being able to convert more third downs and being able to stay on the field a bit longer in the red zone. Just overall, just being more consistent. And I think with that, if we eliminate our turnovers, then we're going to end up scoring many points and we're going to be one of the better scoring teams in this league. And basically, we just need the second half of the season just become more consistent and eliminate turnovers, and then you'll see us score as many points as we need to be to win the football game.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/eagles to make your appointment today.
We've been planning this event for about 7 months. This is our 16th annual Eagles Playground build. We've been doing this every year, and it's grown every year. And here we are today to transform this playground, the school, and the spirit of the kids and the staff inside.
Man, the underground playground's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna paint a little bit, have a little fun. You know what I'm saying?
A school that really has nothing before we arrive here. We bring a group of the Eagles organization, the players, the coaches, all of our Eagles staff, and we join them together with the kids. And it's really important to involve them because when we leave, the kids are here for years to come, and it becomes their play structure, it becomes their school, and something that they take pride and ownership in.
It's very important that one of the first things new players do as part of the Eagles is the playground build. It sets the tone for what our priorities are. It's one thing to be a popular football franchise, but who you are as a person is the most important, and set that tone right away when they join the Eagles.
For years, it's been nothing but concrete. It's literally, this is a huge space of, it was nothing. I mean, when there was nothing out here, they would play football, they would get hurt, and they would still play football.
We pretty much transformed the entire school so that it becomes this haven for the kids at the school so they can play, they can dream, they can imagine, they can be kids.
There's a lot of things to do out here.
They can go on the slide or play football or play chess, the little chess table with us.
We have an outdoor classroom setting. We have tree stumps that the kids are going to use for classroom seats. And then we have herb gardens here where we're planting vegetables and herbs that the kids can grow throughout the year, and they can learn how they can use that as part of their everyday food.
Get it in there good. I want it to have a good color.
Hopefully the kids, they'll remember this for their lifetime, and they'll remember that, you know, that this organization came out and did something in their school, brightened up their community, and that will inspire them and motivate them for one day that they'll do the same when they get to be grown up.
This schoolyard used to be clean, and then we got something to play on. Everybody was just happy to come outside and have something to play with.
When you just rebuild a school that looked the way this school looked, then it just makes everyone feel better about being here. The kids feel better about attending school.
The owners, the players, everybody take time out to give to a school, to give the kids. They're investing in their future. I really, in my heart, am so genuinely appreciative. They are invested in kids. It's more than just a playground. It's changing us. It's changing our schools. It's been changing the culture. This is wonderful. I can't say thank you enough.